Now, let's get right into the main deal. Hallelujah. Amen. So, I have clearly outlined steps to receive the Holy Spirit. Okay? I have clearly outlined steps to receiving the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues here. So, if you sincerely desire to speak in tongues, by following these steps, you will speak in tongues now. All right, so these steps are, I drew out the steps from Acts chapter 2 verse 4. And Acts chapter 2 verse 4 says, and they were all filled. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I'll read again. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, three things are involved here. They were filled, hallelujah, and then they began to speak. And as they began to speak, the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, what are let's look at the first part. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. How do you get filled with the Holy Ghost? There are conditions that you should meet. You know, there are conditions for receiving the Holy Ghost. How do you get filled with the Holy Ghost? Now, let me outline these conditions to you. First, you must be born again. That is, you must accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, since the promise is for believers only. So if you're not born again, you can become one by saying a salvation prayer that I will lead you to saying in a few seconds, right before we pray on receiving the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Okay, so you must be born again. Then you must know that the gift of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues is yours now, because the promise is for everyone that believes. The promise of the Holy Spirit, the gift of speaking in tongues, is to everyone who believes. So if you are born again, then the next thing is you are entitled to have the gift of the Spirit of God and the gift of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. So it's yours now. Is that easy? Hallelujah. Is that easy? For you to be born again, you desire to be born again, and then you said the salvation prayer. You believed it, and then you are born again. The next thing is that you are qualified right now. In fact, it is necessary. You have to receive the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The gift of the Holy Spirit, and then to the gift of speaking in tongues. Yes, you have to. Hallelujah. The gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the empowerment that will help you live a successful and victorious Christian life. Hallelujah. The gift of the Holy Spirit will help you. It's for your advantage. It's the package, the gift package that comes with salvation. It's the gift package that comes with salvation. And it is yours now. If you are born again, then it is yours now. Hallelujah. So then I want you, the third condition is that you should realize that God has already given the Holy Spirit to you, and it is you who should receive him. Hallelujah. It is you who should receive him. So I want you to have this consciousness now that you know that you are born again, and you know that it is yours now. In fact, it is needed. It is necessary. It's a gift. That is the package that follows salvation. Hallelujah. Then I want you to have the mindset that God has already given you the Spirit of God. You know, in the book of Joel, the scripture says, in the last days, I'll pour out my Spirit on all flesh. That is, the Holy Spirit is here with you. Hallelujah. But it is only the believers, those who are born again, that are able to receive him. If someone is not born again, he's unable to receive the Holy Spirit, because he's a gift to those who believe. He's a gift to those who are born again. Hallelujah. So I want you to have this mindset that God has already given you the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So now for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit, what you should do, what is needed to be done, is to receive this gift. God has given you the gift. You're not praying for the gifts. You're not fasting for the gifts. You're not trying to be holy for the gifts. It's not something God is fashioning for you. He has given this gift to you. It came, if the moment you became born again, that gift is upon you. It's on you. All you need to do is receive. That's the infilling of the Spirit of God, the gift of the Spirit of God, and speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. I want you to also know that you are ready. You are ready. That is, you are ready to receive now. You don't have to wait. You don't have to fast. You don't have to make yourself holy before receiving. And you may ask, why? Because it is the Holy Spirit who has, is a gift. The Holy Spirit is a gift that's been given to you to help you. You are not the one to prepare yourself and become fit for Him. He's the one that has been given to you to help you to become fit. Hallelujah. To help you to become fit. You're not the one to become. Can you become fit? Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit has been given to you to help you. He's your helper. Now that you are born again, the next question should be, so what next do I do? How do I go about this? So then God gives you a gift to help you, to guide you. Hallelujah. Amen. So then I want you to believe that as you pray, hallelujah, that as you pray, I want you to expect to speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Right after now, we're going to be praying to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And as we do so, I want you to expect to speak in tongues. That is how to release your faith, to expect to speak in tongues, giving God thanks. Do away with fear. Do away with fear of receiving the wrong spirits. Hallelujah. Jesus promised that if you ask the Father for the Holy Spirit, He will not give you an evil spirit. God will not give you an evil spirit. Hallelujah. People will go to fetish places to seek Satan. Do they accidentally encounter God? No. No. It is what you desire you get. In the spirit realm, it is what you ask for you get. So when you ask, you ask to receive the Holy Spirit, then that is who you will receive. Hallelujah. It is not a lucky dip. So I ask for the Holy Spirit, then I could get something else. I could get the evil spirit. I could be lucky to get the Holy Spirit. I could be lucky to get, or unlucky to get, a demon. No. Hallelujah. Rebuke that fear. Do not fear that you are. Do not do away with that fear of receiving the wrong spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm so excited because you are receiving the Holy Spirit, the infilling of the Holy Spirit today. I'm so excited. You are receiving the infilling of the Holy Spirit. It's just receive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are receiving and you are speaking in tongues in the name of Jesus. So, you know, from Acts chapter 2 verse 4, I told you that I'll outline 3 steps. And one of the steps I was based on, they were filled, okay? They were filled with the Holy Spirit. And I just explained the conditions to be filled with the Holy Spirit, okay? And most of them were not really conditioned. The main condition is to be born again. And then for you to know that it's a gift to you now. You don't have to be any prepared for it, for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. No, and speaking in tongues, it's a gift to you now. And then you should expect to speak in tongues and to do away with fear. All right, the next one is they began to speak. So begin to speak. Now, this is where some people get it all wrong. They say, when I was prayed with, I felt the power of God greatly. I felt the power of God greatly. Hallelujah. I even fell under the power of the Spirit of God. But then I did not speak. I did not speak. You know, I know someone who had that same, and she waited for like 3, 4, 5 years to speak. Hallelujah. But then she encountered a lady pastor who I also know, who told her that she needed to release her faith. And that is what I'm telling you now. You would need to release your faith. How do you release your faith? How do you release your faith in so that you can speak in tongues? Is for you to begin to speak. You know, when you receive the Spirit of God, you know, the conditional, when you receive, I know I told you, God has already given the gift to you, it's for you to receive. When you receive, that is, you believe, I've received, I received the Holy Spirit. You know, when you say, I receive the help of God, then you believe, I have received the help of God, right? Now you say, I receive the Holy Spirit, the infilling of the Holy Spirit. This is a gift that has been given to me. I have the gift of the Holy Spirit, therefore I receive the Holy Spirit. Now your heart will be settled. Yes, I've received in the name of Jesus. Then the next thing is to release your faith. And you release your faith by speaking. You release your faith by speaking in a new tongue. Now, you're not in English or any language that you understand. No, but a new tongue. Hallelujah. A new tongue. The Holy Spirit. Why you do this? Because the Holy Spirit does not speak in tongues. He is the one that gives you utterance. And therefore, you are the one that would have to speak it out. Now, when I say give you utterance, something, when you pray in the Holy Spirit, when I pray in the Spirit of God, I decide to speak. Okay? When I speak in tongues, I decide to speak. Now, the Holy Spirit can give you, he gives you utterance. Sometimes the utterances could be so strong. You just have this urge to just start praying, speaking in tongues. Okay? But he gives you utterance always. Now, for you to know what utterance is that you will just feel like speaking in a particular way. It's well, just more like the first thing that came to your mind to say, or the first impulse that you had to say. It could be da 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 da. It could be ba 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 ba. If you have noticed, if you have been praying with prayers for today, okay, that's the prayer session for Otis Stories Prayer Community, you would notice that sometimes my tongues change. They are not the same for every prayer session. I speak as I receive utterance. The impulse I get, how it's coming from inside, the feeling, okay, I hope you get what I mean. The impulse I get, that the push I get from within. Now, when I'm now saying push, this push I'm saying could make you expect something so extraordinary. No, just you utterance, how you feel. Some people say they begin to hear some things in their minds, some syllables, tata sakata sata sakata. You know, something like thoughts will just go through your mind concerning thoughts will pass through your mind. Okay, now speak those thoughts. Speak those thoughts. That's releasing your faith. Speak those thoughts. You believe that it is the Spirit of God because you have received the Spirit of God. You believe it is the Spirit of God. So those thoughts that pass through your mind, speak. Hallelujah. And I'm not telling you to wait for those thoughts. Just speak, and then you will receive utterance. When you speak, you believe you have received the Spirit of God. If you have received the Spirit of God, then you should speak in tongues. So you speak, and then you will receive utterance. Hallelujah. 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 You know, the Bible says they in Acts chapter 2 verse 4, they began to speak in tongues. They began, not the Holy Spirit, but the disciples, they began. So until they began, the Spirit did not give. Hallelujah. The Spirit did not give. So if you want utterance, begin to speak. Initially, it will look like it's not making sense. You know, this lady I told you of her story right now, shortly, a few seconds ago, when the lady pastor told her that she needed to speak, you know. So, they went outside to her office, and then she told her to begin to speak. After they prayed, she began to speak. So initially, when this person was sharing her experience with me, she did not, she wasn't enjoying what she was speaking. Like, it was looking strange. It was feeling empty. Okay? It was looking like she's saying rubbish. But she continued. She continued. And then, she began to get into it. Hallelujah. She began to get into it. There was a flow. There was a flow. Hallelujah. And she became more fluent. Something just took over according to her language. It was as if the Spirit of God just took over. Okay. It was as if the Spirit of God just took over. There was a flow of utterances. But initially it was like rubbish. She said at the time she wanted to stop. She was like, what is all this? But because she respected the lady pastor, she just continued, and then it was actually for her advantage. And as she continued, the Spirit of God took over. The Spirit of God gave utterance. Hallelujah. So beginning to speak is an act of faith, a release of faith, trusting the Holy Spirit to give you utterance. So you are speaking, trusting the Holy Spirit to give you utterance. It's like you are speaking, trusting. I do not want to use the word waiting. but it looks like I trust the Holy Spirit, so I'm speaking. I trust the Holy Spirit, so I'm speaking. I believe I'm speaking in tongues, and then you just keep speaking. I'm trusting the Holy Spirit. I trust in the Holy Spirit. I have the Holy Spirit. I've received the Holy Spirit. Therefore, I speak, and you keep speaking. I trust you. Alagalaba shata iya kataba legele. Oh kasu katala dale. Ragada gada gada gada. Oh dale dale. I've received the Holy Spirit. He gives me utterance. He gives me utterance. In the name of Jesus, I trust. I surrender my mind, my will, all to you, Holy Ghost. You are in me. And you give me utterance. I speak in tongues. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You know what? The Holy Spirit will not force you to speak. He's a perfect gentleman. He will not force you to speak. You will have to open your mouth willingly and speak in a new tongue. Until you begin, nothing will happen. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you have had that experience that the only thing left is for you to speak, this is what you've not been doing. You have not been releasing your faith. Everybody that speaks in tongues decides to speak. And there's an example for us here in 1 Corinthians 14 verse 15. Okay, 1 Corinthians 14 verse 15, Paul says, I will pray in the spirit. That is, I will pray in tongues. Notice he said, I will. This is one example now. That means your will is involved in speaking in tongues. If I will choose to speak, then I will speak. Hallelujah. If you choose to speak, then you will speak in tongues. So everybody who prays in the Holy Spirit, who speaks in tongues, speaks at will. It speaks at will. It looks like some people, when they laid their hands were laid on them, they just started to blast in tongues. They spoke, and they received utterance. It was the Spirit of God who gave them utterance. Okay, but they spoke. Immediately they came. Okay, when hands were laid on them, I know there's someone who has that question now in his heart, in his heart. When power of the Holy Ghost, when hands were laid on them, they were filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. And sometimes when the power of the Holy Ghost is intense on someone, it looks like the person is overwhelmed with the Holy Spirit. Okay? He's overwhelmed with the Holy Spirit. And then the person spoke. Okay? The person spoke. It could be just, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's always a speaking. Maybe the person just said amen as the power of God came upon the person just said amen. Or there was a quickening from inside to say something. And sometimes you just hear, there was a quicken from inside. That was all trance. But it came with an overwhelming feeling of the power of the Holy Ghost. So that's why it looks like they fell and they became so uncontrollable. It came with, but if, and the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit can come upon someone so tangibly and also so intangibly. The power of the Holy Ghost could be upon you so much, but you will not feel so overwhelmed. It is his decision. There are some people, they lay hands on, they don't fall, but they received greatly. As much as the person who fell. Okay? So there was an overwhelming feeling of the power of the Holy Ghost. And then utterance came. And then they did not know. They just, because of the feet, they just, and but most times these people, maybe they said amen to the prayer. As they said amen, as they spoke, there was an utterance, and then there was a burst. And they just felt like speaking in that way. They just felt like speaking in that way, and they spoke. They actually spoke. Some just felt like speaking in that way. Hallelujah. I know a lady that said she used to feel like speaking in that way when the power of God falls upon her. She used to hear something to speak, but she wants the Holy Spirit to take over her mouth by himself, take over her mouth and speak for her. So she'll be looking at her mouth and her mouth is speaking. No, you have to speak. So they felt to speak in a particular way, and they just opened their mouth and their doors. They yielded to the Holy Spirit to speak. So what I'm trying to tell you is that if you had that image in your heart, that all those people who you have seen that received the gift of speaking in tongues and they just began to speak like that, none of them began to speak like that. They opened their mouths. Okay? Now I'm a living witness. Okay? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm a living witness. When I received the Spirit of God, I received an influence of this overwhelming feeling of the power of God. And then I had there was a push. Not really, I'm calling it a push, but there were all trances. I felt like speaking in a particular way. Hallelujah. And I just opened my mouth and I yielded and I started speaking in that particular way. Then somehow it looked like there's a going down, like the part of overwhelming feeling is feeling going down. But yeah, those people keep speaking. They just keep yielding. That they spoke in that way, they just keep yielding. Hallelujah. I'm trying to be so practical to you. So to tell you now that speaking in tongues is instant, is easy. Don't have the mental picture of those people who fell. They also spoke. Hallelujah. They also spoke. And then, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit, the last one, the third step is, and the Spirit gave them utterance. The Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. That is the manifestation. The Spirit gave them utterance. Holy Spirit will move upon your vocal cords and give you utterance as you speak. You just feel like speaking in a certain way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And once that occurs, I encourage you to continue to speak in tongues for 20 minutes or more and continue daily worshiping God in tongues. Then your life will improve greatly. You will see great improvement in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. So if you have not received Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I want you to say these prayers with me. Hallelujah. If you're not born again yet, but you want to be, simply repeat this prayer with me. And as you do, sincerely believe what you are saying from your heart. Hallelujah. Amen. So say with me, Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I ask that you wash away my sins. I believe with my heart that Jesus died for my sins. And you raised him from the dead. I confess with my mouth, Jesus, that Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my Lord. Therefore, I am saved and a born again child of God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Congratulations. You are born again. You have believed that Jesus died for you. He was raised from the dead for you. Hallelujah. You have confessed Jesus as your Lord. Hallelujah. Therefore, you are saved and you are born again. Jesus is now your Lord. You believed in your heart and you have spoken as with your mouth that Jesus is your Lord. Jesus is your Lord. Hallelujah. And your sins have been washed away. You have believed that your sins have been washed away by his death, burial, and resurrection. Hallelujah. Just say with me, I believe my sins have been washed away by the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. I have confessed Jesus is my Lord. Therefore, I am born again in Jesus' name. I am born again. I'm a child of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, let's get right into praying to receive the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and speak in tongues. Now, we're not praying to ask God to give you. We are praying to receive the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. Hallelujah. So, say this aloud if you want to speak, start speaking in tongues now. If you want to start speaking in tongues now, please say with me, Heavenly Father, I thank you for making me your child. Thank you because I am born again. I am a believer in Jesus Christ. You promised in your word that these signs will follow those that believe, that in your name they shall speak in tongues. I believe in Jesus and I expect to speak in tongues now. I expect the signs to follow me now. You promised that those who believe would receive the Holy Spirit. I believe in Jesus. I believe the Spirit of God the Holy Spirit has been given to me as a gift. Therefore, I receive the Holy Spirit now in the name of Jesus. I receive the Holy Spirit now in the name of Jesus. I surrender to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, help me and give me utterance to speak in tongues. In Jesus' name, as I begin by faith. thank you for filling me with the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now begin to speak. Lebraka shakatali. Begin to speak. Release your faith right now. Thank you, Jesus. Release your faith. Begin to speak. Libra as you speak, set your heart, surrender your heart to him. Please say with me. Just say with me. Father, I surrender to you. I surrender my mind to you. I surrender my will, my emotions to you. As I speak, as I begin to speak, as I release my faith and begin to speak, I receive utterance from the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. For I believe that I have received the gift of the Holy Spirit now, and the gift of speaking in tongues now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's begin to speak. Legal shala bagalega bagalega bagalega. Just start speaking. You don't have to speak like me. Just start speaking. Is a gift. It doesn't demand you to be so holy, to make yourself holy or do some things, some requirements. Right now you have the gift of the Holy Spirit and the gift of speaking in tongues. As long as far as you are born again, so speak in faith. Do not entertain worries, do not entertain fear, do not entertain guilt. The gift of the Holy Spirit is to help you, is to help you to become better. You don't have to become better to receive the Holy Spirit. The gift is a gift to help you. So receive right now. Receive empowerment. Receive right now. Speak, 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 speak. Just keep speaking. We are speaking together. Keep speaking. Oh God, I gotta speak in the name of Jesus. You receive utterance in the name of Jesus. Amen. Rigor,
We trust you, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, receive our trances. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, keep speaking, Libra. Irregular, Oh, in the name of Jesus, we speak. We release our faith, we speak. We release our faith, we speak, we receive. Oh, oh, bala da 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 da. Keep speaking. The only thing that qualifies you is that you are born again. There is no extra qualification. There is no special falling from heaven. There's no special falling of the Holy Spirit from heaven. The Holy Spirit is already in you. You have received the Spirit of God when you said that prayer. You received it. You believe you have received it. When you said that prayer, you received it. So believe that you have received the Holy Spirit. You said, is it that easy? Yes, it's that easy. But what I want to say, when you pray, believe that you have received and it is yours. So in your heart, I want you to believe that you have received, because you have said that prayer. You have said that prayer. So believe that you have received the Holy Spirit. Now speak in faith. Speak, you have received. Trust Him. Speak. Surrender to the Holy Ghost. Speak. You know, the scripture says, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. In the last days, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. Right now, we are in the last days. That is, God has poured out the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Spirit of God, upon all flesh. But those who are able to receive these gifts are those who are born again, who desire these gifts. Who prays, believe they have received it, received this gift, received Him, and then speak in faith. The Holy Spirit is upon you already. You are born again. You have prayed. Then you have received. So believe that you have received, and speak. It's already inside of you. It's not inside of you to watch what you would do. He's inside of you to help you. He's in you to help you. So He is more eager to give you utterance that you want, than you desire. He's more eager to give you utterance. His assignment in your life is to help you. So speak. Expecting that the Holy Spirit is more very eager to give you utterance and to take over. Oh, speak. Oh, speak. The Holy Spirit is more eager to give you utterance. He's in you to help you. Oh, release your faith. Knowing that the Spirit of God is already helping you by speaking. And He's giving you utterance in the name of Jesus. Keep speaking. Don't stop. Don't stop to watch what is going on in your mind. Just keep speaking. You have received the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you the truth. You have received the Holy Spirit. It is that easy. It is that easy. It is that easy. It is that easy. It is unbelief that has made it look complex. It is that easy. You have received Him. is a gift. You have received him. Poured freely upon all flesh. Who can only be received by those who are believers and who ask. You have received. Believe you have received and begin to speak. He is here to help you. You have received the great helper who is even greater than you. He's the great helper. So he is more willing. He is more willing. You speak in tongues and you want to. So speak, release your faith. Believe that you have received the infilling of the Holy Spirit and speak. Release your faith. Trust in the Holy Spirit. Oh, the Holy Spirit is your helper. It's not something, it's not an award given to you for your holiness or to your readiness to receive him or to your fasting. It's not an award. It's a gift to help you. Is a gift to all who have received Jesus to help them. You have that gift now. You have that gift now. So keep speaking. I know you have been speaking. Keep speaking. You are speaking in tongues already. You are speaking already. When you gave your life to Christ, you are saying, is it that easy? When you gave your life to Christ, wasn't it that easy? How much more the gift to help you in this in your life, on your Christian life on earth, as a child of God, to help you? It is that easy. Oh, keep speaking. Oh, it is that easy. Oh, kasha kata da gede gede gede. Oh, praga gede gede gede. Raga gede 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 gede. Libra gede 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 gede. Riga gede 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 gede. Libra gede 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 gede. Libra gede 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 gede. Libra gede 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 gede. Libra gede 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 gede. Riga gede 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 gede. Libra gede 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 gede. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, Hey, regarding the 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 Oh Lord, we give you thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We have received. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We have received. Oh, Kaldia, you got a good, 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 Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow, congratulations. We give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. 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 I encourage you to continue in this. Even as we pray with prayers for today, every day, and we pray in the Holy Ghost. Use it as an opportunity to pray in the Holy Ghost every day. You are blessed. And I give God thanks. I give God thanks. Oh, glory to God. Oh, there are improvements in your life every day as you pray more in tongues. As you pray more in the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. You are blessed. Thank you, Jesus. You are blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.